You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bird Show.
All right, we got one call here. Someone that wants to be brutally honest about stepping into Psycho.
Okay.
And we're going to put Maggie on the voice disguiser. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, do you understand what, like, the definition of stepping into Psycho is?
Yeah.
All right, you tell us what it is then.
Okay, so I just was recently dumped by my boyfriend because he was with another woman. And so he dumped me for this other woman, and so now I've kind of become a little obsessed with her and, like, checking her out online and Googling her and Facebooking her and all that. And followed her on Twitter, and she is actually married and is going to be at a restaurant with her husband tonight, and I'm going to confront her.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. How did you find out where she was going to dinner and all that?
She always posts where she's going and what she's doing. So.
Does she post it on Twitter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow.
Boy.
So you're going to walk into the restaurant while she's there with her husband. You're going to say, hi, my name is Maggie, and I'm so...
Hey, you look so familiar. Don't I know you? Aren't you dating? And then I'll say my ex-boyfriend's name.
Wow.
Nice.
What happens if she denies it? You've got to come in there with some sort of proof.
Which she will. She'll go, well, right. No, I don't know that name. I don't know Bert Weiss, whatever, right. Blah, blah, blah.
But, yeah, that's a great point. Are you bringing in some proof?
I don't know that I really have proof, but I'm definitely going to make her.
I mean, if you're stepping into Psycho, it's got to be a bigger than presentation than that sentence.
You're not embracing your crazy.
Why should she believe you?
Embrace your crazy.
Or why would he believe you, I guess, her husband?
Well, we do have a mutual friend, so I mean, we can always call her on the phone.
This may backfire on you here because you really don't have proof. And I've said this before that if somebody told me that my wife was cheating on me, I'd need to see it because I wouldn't believe it, so I need to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Are there any, like, Facebook message exchanges, Twitter exchanges between her and your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. I mean, he would be able to see that. Her husband would if he you know, decided he wanted to look into it.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you print those out and bring those with you?
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
See,
Winnie's got a plan for you.
I'm helping
if you need
you.
A wing
to
woman.
Help you get crazy.
We will help you step into Psycho. Yeah.
Listen, we want to have you back out on Monday, and it needs to be a good story, so listen to Wendy, okay? Listen to the sage advice of one Wendy.
Is this a hoity-toity restaurant, or is this just kind of a, you know, chilling place, or what?
It's a little bit like it's like she posted that it's her date night. So ooh, they're going on a date.
I love it. I need to step into Psycho because I think you need to buy both of them drinks and attach the Facebook messages Twitter post to the drink and just like stay afar and just watch the action happen.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
It's called the XX chromosome, honey. Yeah, that's what it's called.
I don't know where I just came up with that. It's just, I guess, I need to go to therapy and look into that.
You found out today that you have a superpower you never knew before, and you've just unleashed it.
And I'm just nuts.
That if you need help stepping in a cycle, Wendy can be your co-pilot.
I always wonder why the government thinks men are the better planners and the best strategy guys when it comes to military and spies. Honey, how are women?
I know.
We're much better at this.
But she didn't have a good plan. I mean, Wendy's fine, but Maggie didn't have a good one coming in here.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask Maggie if she has a plan on how to get out, because I think stepping into Psycho, you always have the plan on how you're going to get in, but what's going to be your grand exit?
Exit strategy.
That's good.
I don't know. Maybe a drink in the face? I'm not sure.
That's too much of a cliche. It'll never happen.
But it is an ending, and then you walk out.
But
you don't want to just tell him and then be standing there like, yeah, so then that's it.
Yep, here I am.
And now I'm just standing in the middle of a restaurant.
I think you just go with one honest thing. So you go up to the woman and you're like, hey, are you, you know, whatever. Hey, Wendy, aren't you dating Burt Weiss?
But I want to say no.
Okay, so say no.
No.
I'm pretty sure you are because Bert is my ex-boyfriend. Don't save that. Send,
save that.
I'm pretty sure that you are, and I'm pretty sure that these Facebook messages prove it, and I'm pretty sure that's probably not going to be cool with your husband. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
I think you're looking at this from the wrong angle, Maggie. You should feel lucky that based on what we've seen with like Tiger Woods and Jesse James and all, the fact that he's only cheated with one woman is really not.
How many men have said that in the past few weeks to their girlfriends? Hey, honey, it was just one. I mean, look, it could be much worse.
Why are you overreacting?
He didn't cheat.
Why are you being crazy?
He broke up with her, right, for this other woman, or did he cheat on you with her?
Cheating.
Both.
Hey, Dane, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I had a suggestion. Why doesn't she actually call the ex boyfriend and suggest they go to dinner as friends at the same restaurant?
Oh,
that would be good.
Now you're talking.
That's another level right there. Nicely played, Dane.
But the boyfriend knows he's going to be there. I mean, or she's going to be there. Yes. Because if she's sitting on Twitter, the boyfriend who she's in a relationship knows where she's going to be tonight.
Melissa, it's a good point.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why it was not a good suggestion from a guy.
All right, Maggie, let me put you on hold, and we'll talk to you Monday morning around the same time, okay?
Oh, Bert, that's
all
a good
right,
idea.
Thanks.
Stealthy, Bert.
Dude, did my painkillers just kick in on you?
No, Friday just kicked in.
Yeah, okay. Friday, it's going to be 80 all weekend.
You're getting out of town. Uh-huh. This is Sue. She knows she's stepping in a psycho this weekend. Good morning, Sue. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
This again, well, this guy, I was dating him for a year, and he was dating his ex-girlfriend at the same time, and he got engaged to her while we were still dating and broke up with me over Christmas, and they're getting married this weekend, and so I have all the proof that he cheated on her, and so we're going to put it all in an envelope, and right after they get married, one of my friends is going to deliver it to her and so that she's married to him, because I'd rather her get married and see what a loser he is after they're married.
Are you making this up? Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Why don't you deliver it rather than your friend?
Well, because if he sees me, I mean, I'm going to be there, but she knows who I am.
You're
going to
be there.
I'm going to be with her. I'm going to drive over there with her.
Uh-huh.
But she knows who I am, like, because he's cheated on her before with me. And she's just stays with him, and she's stupid. So...
Well, if she knows that already and she stays with him, then why is this going to be shocking?
Well, he told her that I'm the psycho and that I'm making it all up and everything, and she just, like, believes him, and so...
Yeah, delivering the top secret envelope is not going to, prove differently, I don't think.
Well, she will prove that she's psycho in a different way, but she'll at least be correct. I mean, she'll at least say, look... I'm not nutty in that way. This really did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh,
should I deliver it myself? Would that make it better?
I mean, that's the gutsy way to do it.
Well, you got to be careful, though, because remember you said a few minutes ago, you're not the psycho one. So you don't want to be portrayed as psycho when you deliver an envelope to a woman who just got married
She knows she's stepping into psycho. That's why she called.
How is your friend going to get to her?
Well, we know either way. Like, we have mutual friends. Like, he went on vacation with me while he was dating her, and his guy friends knew that they were dating. Like, they were in a Facebook relationship together, and he was secretly dating me and telling me we were going to get back together and stuff. Mm. And so I have, like, all the hotel bills from all the times, like, he went on vacation with me. And his name, he paid for it.
Wow.
But that didn't answer how your friend's going to get to her. Like, after she's married.
She's invited to the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're saying at the reception is when she plans to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, yeah, she said after the wedding. Wow, that's going to be nasty. That's really nasty. But you're like, you're 100% confident you're going to do it, because I think we've talked to people before that this sounds like a great idea on Friday.
Right.
But then you're like, forget it. Over the weekend, I'll just let it go. But do you have everything in a folder?
I'm doing it.
You have it in the folder ready to go right now.
So
yes,
why?
I'm ready to go. I had it ready to go for about 2 months because my mom actually suggested doing it. And so I'm
going to
do it.
Awesome.
That's how you learn psychos, from your mama.
It's past that.
Save that.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you're so mad at her instead of him. Well, why do you want to hurt her?
I'm not mad at her, but I was dating someone, and he came to me and said he wanted to get back together while he still had a girlfriend. So I feel like I want to ruin his relationship like he ruined one of my good relationships, because I was stupid enough to fall for it.
Right. Rebecca here has a suggestion for you. Good morning, Rebecca. You are on Q100.
Hi. My suggestion is, instead of delivering the envelope to the bride, deliver the envelope to her mother.
The bride's mother?
Yeah, because obviously the bride, if she's saying she's, you know, she knows or she's suspected, you're right, it's not going to be a shock. But if you deliver it to the mother-in-law, that's not going to go over very well.
Rebecca, where is this evil coming
this
from?
This is actually a really good suggestion.
It is smart.
But I would deliver to the mother-in-law before the wedding.
Right before the wedding.
Yeah, right before the wedding.
Right before the wedding.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right before the wedding. Damn. When she can do something about it.
And what about,
that's good.
I feel bad for her.
It's like a movie.
All right, well, Sue, let's check back with you on Monday morning and see if you really did it, okay? And what the repercussions were if you actually did it.
Okay.
I don't want to say have a good weekend because you're about to ruin somebody's wedding. So I guess we'll just check back with you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere. I want to put you on hold. We'll get your phone number.
Okay.
Hold on. Ew.
Ouch.
Ew.
For some reason, I don't think she's going to follow through with it.
I think in your head, it sounds like a great plan. You even may put the folder together, but then when it comes to execution time, you're like, I just can't do this.
I'm just laughing because most people right now are trying to do their last-minute taxes and getting receipts in their envelopes to take to their accountant, and she's doing all these receipts and hotel receipts for her ex-boyfriend.
What if she brought the wrong envelope? They open it up
here's
and it's like,
oh, that's funny.
What is this? You made a donation to the Salvation Army. Who cares?
Get it. The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.